and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Merry Christmas, Mickey. I trust you had a good one.
I did. And you, Rob?
No complaints at all. Lots of food, some good drink, and some good conversation. A good time all the way around. Not a good time, though, in 2014 for equity market investors at the junior end of the scale, Mickey, and that's where we're going to be focusing on for this program. We're going to look back on 2014 in the junior equity market. The materials sector absolutely clobbered. How would you summarize 2014 for junior investors in the resource area?
Well, they got clobbered. The Venture Exchange, we just did a piece called The Dog Days of December and documented that sometime in mid-December, usually plus or minus December 15th, the exchange index will hit, if not a yearly low, certainly a seasonal low, and this has to do with tax loss selling and the holidays. Basically, people are spending money on gifts and not in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And so we started last year, a year ago, in mid-December, in the 880s, and most analysts, including myself, thought that that was the low and we would see a much better 2014. We did see a very good quarter in 2014, with the exchange basically going from about 900 to its seasonal and what ended up being the yearly high in early March of 1,046. So that was a pretty good run-up. And at that point, it looked like the market was going to get better. And that continued through the summer months. We did not really see a summer doldrums. Volumes, although they were down, there weren't many buyers, but by the same token, there weren't many sellers. So the exchange index traded sideways, somewhere in the range of the upper 900s to the low 1,000 range until Labor Day. And here comes Labor Day, and that's usually a time when there's a rally, but not this year. It's been a slippery ski slope downhill all the way to where we sit right now. The Venture Exchange hit its all-time low of 640 last week. It's made a little rally trading about 670 on Christmas Eve.
Well, it's amazing, Mickey, when you consider the Venture Exchange in the current climate hitting an all-time low, down, what, 80% from its all-time high back in 2007. It's, you know, sitting at its worst level or near its worst level since the financial crisis. And when you put the, you know, what we were going through in the financial crisis and the situation we're in today, does the venture deserve to be as low as it is?
Well, whether it does or not, it's whatever the markets say. And the low of the financial crisis was exceeded a couple of weeks ago, and we're still trading about at that level, although we've seen this little rise. But there basically is no interest in this market anymore. It was quite surprising, I think, to everyone, because with the idea that we usually get a Labor Day rally when people come back to work. But that period of time coincided with a big sell-off in commodities.
Right.
And that is probably what's driven the market down even lower.
Yeah, the wheels really fell off the market after Labor Day, and that's where the, you know, pretty much all of the year's losses came from Labor Day through to the day that we're talking about right now. So it was really a commodity price driven sell-off, wasn't it, really, that drove it lower?
Well, yes, it was, and there's no doubt about that. You know, we talked a month or so ago about the correlation of the dollar index with commodities. And so the strengthening U.S. dollar is largely responsible for the fall-off in commodities, with the exception of oil, which has kind of gone its own way now.
Yeah.
And, you know, oil's down to $55 a barrel, and that is mainly a geopolitical phenomena and decisions made in the political arena to crash oil, but other commodities have basically in other currencies have been flat for most of the year, and but we've got this strengthening U.S. dollar. And combine that with investor apathy, you know, no one really cares about this market anymore. The commodities markets are weak, and that translates directly to the Toronto Venture Exchange, which is dominated by metals and energy That's companies, right. if not producers, lots of explorers. Yeah.
And of course, the performance of the of blue chip stocks certainly, I would imagine, doesn't help either when you've got the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reaching record highs. It's pretty tough to get investors excited about the junior end of things when they're looking at these big stalwarts of the market performing nicely.
Well, sometimes it does, and apparently this time it doesn't. You know, what happens when people make a lot of money in the major markets with safer investments, if you will, then we would see a trickle-down effect to the venture exchange with people feeling a little flush and wanting to deploy some of their discretionary capital into higher risk, higher reward ventures. That hasn't happened this time. Exactly why, I'm not really sure, because except the poor performance of companies on the venture exchange. You know, they read something the other day that there's been, since 2001, there was $13 billion raised in the venture, and as we speak right now, the entire market capitalization of all the companies listed is something like $30 billion.
So,
the junior miners have not performed well, and not only have we lost institutional investors, we've also lost the general investing public. They just do not care about this sector at this point. And, of course, that's exacerbated now by the falling commodity price.
Right. How many junior companies have we lost along the way, Mickey? We spoke earlier in the year, and your point of view was that you believe that we need a kind of a culling of the herd, so to speak. We need a lot of these people, a lot of these companies on the venture exchange to go out of business because they don't have a good project backing them. They don't have a good management team in place. Did we see a lot of companies fall overboard during this market sell-off, or are they still hanging in there, hanging on by their fingernails?
Well, they're still hanging on by their fingernails, and in my estimation, that's one of the problems with the market. The TMX Money, which is a publicly traded company and owns the venture exchange along with Toronto Stock Exchange, do not seem to be in any hurry to delist companies. They put them in default, but they apparently do not delist them. It is my contention the reason for that is, being a publicly listed company, they need income every quarter, and they generate their income mainly from fees to become and remain listed on the venture exchange. So I think there's a bit of a conflict of interest there. There's no doubt that a significant portion of this sector is damaged beyond repair, and a lot of those companies need to go away, and they just have not gone away enough. You know, we've seen some merger and acquisition activity. We have smart money being mobilized or sitting on the sidelines waiting to cherry pick some of the good projects that failed juniors have. I expect to see more of that in 2015. But all in all, this market's broken, and the damage is so severe, I don't know when or how it's going to come back. But it seems to me we need a different paradigm, a different model, some changes in the Toronto Venture Exchange or a competitive exchange or something to shake up this market and get people interested again.
It does serve a purpose, though, doesn't it? I mean, I think I read correctly the other day about 600 companies since the venture exchange was formed, you know, used the venture exchange to make the leap to the big board, to the TSX. So it's a nice springboard for companies, isn't it, to move up the ladder?
Well, it certainly is. It's a good place to start. And historically, there, as you said, there are a number of companies that graduate or they merge or they're acquired. Some of those even graduate from the Toronto Stock Exchange all the way up to the New York Big Board, or at least the market, what used to be called the Amex. There's a significant number of companies that have done that in this turnup, with the upturn that started arguably in 2003 and, and went with very little time lost during the financial crisis, went pretty much straight up if you take out that 12, 15 months in a financial crisis. But since then, everything's been downhill since March of 2011. So now we're approaching a four-year anniversary of this bear market, and with no end in sight, in my opinion.
Okay, no end in sight, but let's try to end this interview, Mickey, on a couple of positive notes, okay? Because I did read your article. I think it was titled, I Dig the Dog Days of December.
Yes.
This is the time of year when you think you should be out there looking for possible nuggets of, you know, of opportunity in the venture exchange. So, you know, this is, it's not all negative. And also, when you look back at 2014, I think one of the highlights for you would be the performance in the uranium area.
Well, let's start with the first observation, and that's the dog days of December. And the dog days of December, we mentioned already, sometime right around December 15th, the exchange hits a low, basically because of tax loss selling. That's what I did. You know, I took some profits this year in a few companies, and I came in and got rid of some of the dogs, so I end up with zero capital gains for the year by selling them. But we see this rise almost every year, and what this is happens right now is this an opportunity to buy undervalued and unloved stocks that have good fundamentals, and they're certainly plenty of those on the venture exchange. They're in a minority, but this is the buying opportunity. This is when smart money moves in and starts picking up some stocks, and you can pick those up for a variety of reasons. You can be averaging down on a stock that's gotten beaten up, so you reduce your cost basis. You could look at a short-term trade from mid to late December into, say, mid to late January. Almost every year we see the venture exchange go up significantly during this period of time. And then the other observation would be that the first quarter of the year up to PDAC oftentimes is the best performing time of the year, certainly has been in the bear market. So you can look at longer term holds too. Perhaps there's a stock that you've been looking at for a period of time that you have a longer term view on, and that's what I've done in the uranium sector, which you mentioned. Over over the course of a few years, I've accumulated uranium stocks because I'm a mid to long term bull on uranium and its use. I mean, it is the answer for baseload electricity for the next 20 to 30 years.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. We're going to do it all over again in a few weeks' time. How do you want to kick off the first edition of Mercenary Musings Radio for 2015? Any ideas?
At this point, I am still in holiday season, Rob, and
okay.
I will address that issue after the first of the year. How does that
sound?
Yeah,
we'll put our thinking caps on. In the meantime, I'll stay in holiday mode, too, for another half week or so anyway. Thanks very much for this, Mickey, and all the best for 2015.
Well, you too, Robin. Let's hope for a better market in 2015. You know, last year in 2013, we didn't think it could get much worse. Well, it did get worse all in all in 2014, but, you know, low prices are the cure for low prices, and the world needs commodities, it needs metals, it needs energy. So at some point, we're going to come out of this bear market, and, you know, the baddest bears always beget the bestest bulls, so we'll leave it right there.
Okay, well said. Thanks very much, Mickey.
All right, thank you, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.